This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
There's a wondrous comment in the Yalkut. The Yalkut is darshening the psukim in Eishes Chayel. Eishes Chayel miyimtza. And the Yalkut says on the pasuk, Darsha Tsemer Upishtim. This is between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Like Sarah tells Avraham, Vatoymer Sarah l'Avram, Goresh as ben ha'ama hazois. Goresh ha'ama hazois v'yes b'na, ki lo yirash ben ha'ama hazois im b'ni im Yitzchak. But this is a very mysterious comment of the Yalkut. What does it mean that Darsha Tsemer Upishtim refers to seeking out Yitzchak, Yishmael? What does Darsha Tsemer Upishtim got to do with Yitzchak and Yishmael? So it's said over in the name of Reb Chaim, the Grach, and this is brought in the Sefer Shaila Torah, it's also brought in the Talei Oirois, that Reb Chaim said as follows, because there's a big question, how could Avraham chase out Yishmael? It's a law in the Torah! The Torah says, Lo yuchal levaker, as ben ha'ahuva, apnei ben hasnua ha'bechar, that if you have two wives, and one you love and one you hate, you cannot give precedence to the son of the wife that you love over the son of the wife that you hate. If so, how could Abraham give precedence to Yitzchak over Yishmael? Hagar, let's say, is the ben ha-snua. Hagar is the snua. Yishmael is the ben ha-snua. Yitzchak is the ben ha-ahuva. It's a law in the Torah to recognize Yitzchak and to drive out Yishmael. So Reb Chaim said as follows, the Grach says as follows. Really, Abraham didn't want to chase out Yishmael for this very reason. Because it's a lav, la yuchal levaker. But Hashem came to him and he said, Vayor melekim el Avram, al yeira be'inecha la narvi al masecha, koil asher toimer elecha sarah shema bekoila. That's like an assay. So we have Avram has a great dilemma. On the one hand, he can't give precedence to Yitzchak. It's a lav, la yuchal levaker. On the other hand, he's not allowed to recognize, he cannot listen, he cannot ignore the opinion of Sarah. Hashem said, "Kol asher toimer elecha Sarah, shema b'koila." So Avraham Avinu has this dilemma: what should he follow, the asay or the lav? Darsha tsemer upishtim, says the Grach. Avraham Avinu darshened the pasuk of tsemer upishtim. Which pasuk is this? The Gemara Nivamis says on Daf Dalet, how do we know asay doicha lois asay? Because of the juxtaposition of gedilim tasalacha to loisil bashatnes tsemer upishtim yachdav. From there we learn that even when there's tsemer upishtim, still gedilim tasalacha because asay doicha lois asay. So Avraham Avinu was darshat tsemer upishtim. Avraham Avinu and Sarah also darsha, she darshan. She said, Avraham, you got to listen to me. The Asay says, Kasher Tamer Lecha Sar Shema B'Koyla. That should be Madche, the love of Lo Yucha Levaker. And the Medrash continues, Vatokam Ba'oid Laila. This is what it means, Vayashkim Avraham Ba'oikar. Avraham, in fact, listens to Hashem. This is what they say over in the name of Reb Chaim. I have a Ha'ara on this, Reb Chaim. Maybe someone out there could help out and answer this. There's an Asay in the Torah to listen to Sarah. So first of all, one ha'ara is, there's no assay in the Torah to listen to Sarah. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. Kol asher toimer elecha Sarah. For now, there's a 614th mitzvah. Whatever Sarah says, you got to listen to. That's an assay. Okay, so let's put that aside for a moment. But if we're going to say that there in fact is an assay to listen to Sarah, is that a general assay that whatever Sarah says, Avraham has to listen to? Because if that's the case, why would Avraham have to listen in this case? We know you have to listen to your parent, but if your parent says, violate a lav, we say, Ata ve'avicha chayavim b'chvaydi, you don't listen to your father. So yes, you have to listen to Sarah. Elamai, that's only if what she says is not keneged the Torah, but here it's keneged the Torah. So if it's keneged the Torah, Avraham Avinu is now to listen. Why don't we tell Avraham, you and Sarah both have to listen to me? And therefore, under these circumstances, you don't listen to Sarah. Elamai, it's because in this case, Hashem told Avraham, listen to Sarah here. Even though this would ordinarily be a lav, Hashem is saying, in this instance, listen to Sarah. Then why do you have to come on to Asay Doichalois Asay? It has nothing to do with Asay Doichalois Asay. Hashem is saying, in this instance, with all the factors, you need to chase Yishmael out. That's because of Asay Doichalois Asay. Or that's because Hashem is saying, I know what the issue is, but you got to do this anyway. Let's say by the Akedah, when Hashem came to Avraham and he told him to slaughter Yitzchak. Avraham said, I have a kasha because there's a lav in the Torah to kill someone. So Avraham said, no, asay doichalois asay because Hashem told me to do it. Of course, that's not why. When Hashem says to do something, you do it. So this is a ha'ara on Reb Chaim. In other words, Mimon of Shach. If this is a general assay, then why would Avraham listen? And if it's a specific assay, why would you need the principle and the lumdus of assay, doicha lois assay? Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.